The group reached Sebastian Nolan's box well in time for the first race at 2:30. Except for the brief unpleasantness with Daniel Livingston, Gideon was enjoying watching his mother's excitement as she learned all about horse racing. He was also enjoying watching Elizabeth charm the Nolans. She might not have been born into society, but she was masterful at managing the many traditions that set that class apart and preserve their exclusivity, no matter how silly and hidebound those traditions might be. She was a wonder to observe. His mother and Irene took the front two seats in the box, and Gideon sat down beside Nolan in the back row. Elizabeth sat alone in the middle row, so she could more easily participate in his mother's racing education. "My trainer may join us to watch the races," Nolan said, indicating the empty seat beside Elizabeth. "But he'll be busy the rest of the time, keeping an eye on Trench." The box wasn't anything like a box at the theater or the opera. Only a 3-foot-high wooden barrier separated the boxes from each other, and they could see and easily converse with people in the adjacent boxes. Gideon greeted several people he knew. His mother was asking about the hedges in the inner track. She couldn't understand how the horses could run with hedges blocking their way. Irene and Elizabeth explained that track was for the steeplechase races. The second race of the day was a steeplechase, and his mother seemed quite pleased she would get to watch one.